Anytime, though.
What's up, guys?
It's your dreadhead.
We got Michaela.
Hey.
I got Corey.
Hey.
Jamal's here.
What's up?
She had to use the government name.
She came for you.
Sorry, Charles.
Charles. Amanda's here.
Hello.
Luke's here.
Sup.
Chelsea's here.
And Jessica.
Hello.
And yes, and Jessica's here.
Sorry.
And guys, this is the Dayton Podcast.
Woo.
We are about to listen. We have a story for you guys. This story was sent to me 2 months ago, and I just think it's funny. And also, guys, we have an online magazine. You want to go check it out? www.awkward-zine.com. It has what? Some very.
You said www.com.
Oh shit!
Everyone looks so confused. Everyone's like, "What the fuck?" Yes, you didn't see everybody's face. All right,
say
it
again.
Okay, I'll say it.
I do it.
Plug yourself.
Go ahead.
3 W's.
All right, it's 3 W's, guys. awkward-zine.com.
How do you spell zine?
Z-I-N-E.
Okay.
It's World Wide Web.
What just happened? All right, so guys, we have a story from a young lady that sent us this about 2 months ago. I just thought it was hilarious, and maybe it's not hilarious for her. Maybe she finds it funny now. But go ahead and read that for us, Jessica.
All right, here we go. I went on a date with this guy, and the conversation was good, and he was actually cuter than his picture. But he seemed shorter than 5'9", as what he said on his profile. And I asked him about it, and he laughed, and he says, "Tell you what, if I'm 5'9 or over, you pay for dinner. If I'm under 5'9, I'll pay for this dinner and pay for your dinner of the next guy you go out with." Of course I'm agreeing to that. The dude was definitely shorter than 5'9". This guy just so happened to have a measuring tape with him, and that's when I knew maybe I'd made a mistake. He asked the waiter to measure his height, and he was just a hair under 5'10". I sat back down, and the date just went downhill from there. He was smiling, ordering more drinks, and I... All right, man. He was smiling, ordering more drinks.
You're not laughing.
I'm just trying to figure
out. Go ahead, Jessica.
He was smiling, ordering more drinks, and I truly felt stupid and said to him, "Listen, I can't pay for all of this. I apologize. Can we call it even?" He laughed and said, "No." I tried to embarrass him.
Yeah.
I apologized, but he wasn't going for it. I just stressed to him, "Listen, I can't afford all of this. I made a mistake. I'm sorry." He said, "Okay, no problem." We chatted a little bit. He excused himself to go to the bathroom. I was waiting for what felt like 20 to 30 minutes. And eventually, I just got up and went to the men's bathroom, peeked in, shouted his name, and no answer. I'm sweating, walking back to my seat, and the waiter asked if I needed anything. I said, "No, thank you. I'll take the check." And I'm looking at a $187 bill with $75 in my bank account. I don't see any of his food on the bill.
Put your hands down.
Oh, I don't see any of his food on the bill, which at that moment I really felt stupid. He paid his half of the bill and left. My mind was racing. I asked the waiter to get a manager, and as the manager walked up, she said, "We know what happened. Just please tip the waiter, and for future reference, don't order food you can't afford." I gave the waiter $60 and did a walk of shame out of the restaurant. I did try calling him, but he never answered, and I never saw him again. This experience did change how I date and how I speak to people, so maybe it was in the cards for me to go through this. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Boom!
That
guy's a legend!
What a champion. That guy is kind of a legend.
That's humbling.
I kind of wonder.
He brought him in! Yeah, that's why I was laughing at first.
So that's not the first time that he's been questioned.
Exactly. That's not the first time he's been questioned.
He was like, "You know what? Here." Also, brought her to a nice restaurant because he was probably going to pay for that shit. He had no problem paying for his house.
I wonder if he paid for all of it and told the waiter, "Hey, give her the bill anyway and make a tip. Because, like, this happened to me, you know what I mean? And
that
like,
is embarrassing.
Sure. And if she, you know, and then he's like, and if she pays, put the half back on my card, and if she doesn't, then whatever.
Or because, give it to the waiter or whatever,
Yeah, exactly. Or give it to whoever. But, like, I feel like maybe that happened because staff wouldn't be
They're not going to let her walk out on that.
The manager walked up to her and said, "We know what happened.
Yeah.
So
just tip the waiter.
Yeah.
And you can leave." So I'm thinking, like, he didn't pay her out.
No, I think he, that's why I think he, because oh. I don't, I think the manager would have been like,
if hers was, $180.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Wow. But yeah, I saw, so this story, when this was said to me, I was like, oh my god, this guy's legend.
Wow.
This guy is fucking legend.
I mean, Luke thinks he's legend.
Well, I am. That's a god.
I mean, honestly.
Honestly, though, yeah, that. Good for you, man, if you're listening.
Very glad you learned from that.
Say again, Michaela.
I'm glad you learned.
Yeah.
Valuable.
Yeah.
Look, always bring enough money to cover your half of your date. Like,
and don't order food you can't pay.
Yeah, don't order food you can't pay for. And, like, don't expect someone else to pay for you.
That's feminism.
That, what I said is feminism.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Okay.
All right. So glad we got started on a fun note. All right, the next one is, I like this guy. I've been dating him for maybe a month, and when we started getting physical, I found out he had a micro penis.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Now I've never dealt with this before, but even when we tried to have sex, I didn't even feel him, not once.
Mm.
Have any of the ladies ever dealt with this?
Yes.
I have not.
Oh, it's terrible. It's
2 years.
You've been with your partner for 8 years.
8 years.
Let's hear about your experience.
Yeah, I have secondhand. My friend dated a guy with a micro penis, and she like held up her pinky. She's like, it's like this tiny.
Yeah.
but she said he was really good at cunnilingus. Yeah.
Nice.
So they dated many a month because he was really good at eating her out.
It's kind of just like saying like, oh, that girl's really ugly, but she's good at everything else. You know.
Hey.
This girl
who's
my roommate is not my roommate or my friend anymore because she was a bitch. Anyway.
You're next, Jessica. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Chelsea.
Go ahead, Chelsea.
Chelsea's got the first-hand story.
That's unfortunate.
It's me, guys.
That was a deal breaker.
So, actually, I've had two encounters. One was this random Russian guy that in college my friend tried to hook me up with, and it was just the whole thing was terrible. I was already like not super interested, but she's like, no, go out with him. So my high school boyfriend and I broke up, right? And so this was like my first real dating experience as an adult. And my friend was like, there's this guy, he's foreign, he's cute, talk to him, he's in my class, we'll meet for lunch, it'll be great. And so we hung out a few times. And then the one chance we had for things to get physical, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready, you know, I just don't know. And so we're at his apartment. Which was my first mistake going to a man's apartment, knowing what he wanted and me not wanting to. So let's admit that. Anyway, so I go to the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom, and this man, I kid you not, is laying on his bed butt naked.
The naked man.
And because he literally, like, the whole pinky thing, that's real. Like, it was so small. And then he looks me in the eye. I swear I can't make this up. I don't tell anybody this story. It's so embarrassing. And he looks at me and goes, I know your ex was black. Are you impressed at how big I am?
No.
And I didn't know what to say. I literally
he wasn't a grower.
No, like micro penis was a real thing. That was a real, he like joked about it and I was just like, yeah, haha, funny, whatever. Like, I mean, anyway, I didn't know what to say. So I just stood there staring at him and was like, I don't feel good. I have to leave. And I left. And that was the last time I talked to him.
He was trying to like say it was like,
as a joke.
I don't know, but I was so uncomfortable. I literally never spoken to him again. That was the last day at all. And it was weird bringing up like, I know your ex was black. That's weird. We don't need to talk. I don't know.
Don't make it racial.
The second time was a few years ago when I was dating. It just, I don't know.
A few years ago means 2 years ago, which is me.
No, okay, no. Before I met Charles.
Wait a second.
It was, maybe this is my omens, because it's actually one of the first people I was interested in after my ex then, when I started dating. We really liked each other. We hung out. We, like, made out in bars. We had a good time. Like, I thought we were going to have a great time. And then when things finally got there, it was just disappointing. It was just disappointing. I didn't enjoy it. And then I tried for a few weeks to, like, I tried. It made me sad because I liked him. We had a lot of fun together. But I became very uninterested. And I couldn't rebound from that. It was wild.
So size doesn't matter unless you got a micro penis.
Well, so I feel like if that specific guy, though, was also the one guy I never did anything with, so I don't know. The other guy wasn't good at anything. Like, none of it was good. And, like, other than making out, everything was terrible and awkward, and I didn't want any of it. So once it hit that, I was like, oh, this isn't the direction we're going to go. Thanks for trying.
I mean, you shouldn't take any of our advice, but if you do have problems in that area, I mean, in my opinion, as long as you can make a girl come,
honestly, you can be successful. They also have dick extenders.
I've always said, you know, as a dude, you it should be your job to figure out how that girl comes.
I mean, mm-hmm. My roommate dated that guy and did not break up with him because of his micro penis. She broke up with him because other reasons. Mm. Because he could make a cum.
Congratulations, you have a micro penis. All right, next. All right.
Well, he doesn't, but her man does.
Go ahead.
Here's another comment. Hey, guys, first time commenting.
Woo.
My husband and I went to Bora Bora for vacation.
Uh-oh.
Sexually, we are not there anymore. We've got kids and work. Sex is impossible. On vacation, we decided to test our sexuality limits and be involved with an orgy.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He was with women, I was with men. We were there for an hour having the best or the most sex of our lives and enjoying it. 4 months later, I found out we're pregnant.
Oh!
The tricky part is my husband and I haven't been having sex. The men on vacation all wore condoms. But then again, I was drunk and maybe someone slipped in without me noticing. We don't know whether we should keep it. If it's not his, and we're not sure, it's not, he doesn't want it. And, we don't know whether we should keep it. If it's not his, and we're sure it's not, he doesn't want it. But the small chance, if it's his, he definitely wants to be a father again. And yes, my husband and I had sex during the orgy. 4 months later, girl? That's a long time not to know. Easy answer is to get a
DNA test. Yeah.
Can you do that?
At
4 months?
Oh. I mean, that's pushing it
to get it not there anymore. Yeah. So that's...
Did she say she wants to get rid of the kid?
If they... Well,
he wants to get rid of it.
But how can you know because the baby's born first?
No, they can do DNA tests while you're pregnant.
Yeah,
it's as early as like 10 or 12 weeks or something. Yeah.
Good.
So this is an educational podcast.
Yeah.
We're an educational podcast.
I wonder if she meant to write 4 weeks later, because 4 months, like...
That's a long time. Especially if you've had other kids, I feel like your body knows a lot sooner.
And you're already showing a lot of the time. If she said 4 weeks this later, is wild. Okay.
Yeah,
that makes a lot more sense. But
I say have the orgy, baby.
Honestly, spice it up a little bit.
I agree with the orgy part.
Would you keep the baby?
If it's someone else's, yeah, I'd probably keep it.
Yeah.
If they had a good time?
Yeah.
It's like a souvenir.
But not if it's...
A lifelong souvenir of a child that looks nothing like you.
Because it can run and jump fast, yeah. But listen.
He's going to hand select all the orgy members just in case.
Yeah. That right there, he can do it. But go ahead, Amanda. Go ahead.
I am not a conceptionist. If you actually meant to say 4 weeks, just get a little pill, have your period, and start over again.
Oh, no.
4 weeks, okay? That's if it's 4 weeks. Thank you.
I think Luke needs to step out. Like, if you met 4 weeks, it's still super early. You know, like...
4 months?
4 months? That's how do you not know?
16. Yeah. Well, that's 16 weeks. That's a lot of weeks.
Yeah, you don't have your period.
That's 4 weeks.
But some people... I've gone 2 or 3 months without one. Like, some people have... weird things.
If I'm having an orgy, though, I'm getting a test. Like,
yeah, I will say, especially in a foreign country, I'm probably hitting up my doctor when we come home.
It didn't seem like
getting a full panel. Like,
yeah. So I don't think she would know.
Maybe a guy slipped in.
Maybe. Oh, no. Well, we'll see what ethnicity your baby is.
That's called a Haitian divorce.
Go get your test done. From the gyno. Get
I'm sorry, this was an awesome like story.
Maybe someone was poking holes in the
comments. Yeah.
There
is a song called Haitian Divorce. You should listen to it.
Okay, I'll check it out. You know, that's 2 in a row. I'm hoping we go for a third. All right, the next one is, I'm going to skip that one.
Wow.
I feel like it's talking something that it's going to bring the mood down. Yeah. Wow. I caught my girlfriend having sex with her.
Oh?
I'm
skip
sorry.
That one too?
I'm sorry. Okay. I can't skip 2 in a row.
You can if it's nasty.
It's
no, we
nasty.
Want the nasty.
You gotta read it now.
I caught my girlfriend having sex with her dog.
I knew you were gonna.
Oh! No!
Let me finish. You guys said for me to do this.
No.
I knew it.
I didn't see it, but I heard it left and confronted her about it, thinking she was cheating with another guy, and she came clean saying she was having sex with her dog for over 2 years.
Cat.
She explained that it's a comfort and feeling she can't get rid of and wants me to understand. I told her I need to think about it. It's been 2 weeks. Dude,
police! Yeah, no, call the police!
Is it made up? Is it made up? Though? This feels made up.
I want to ask Jamal the same question. Like, dude,
I have some red flags.
It sounds like it's... Because he didn't see it happen. She was just like, oh yeah, I've been fucking my dog.
They were low on peanut butter.
As one does.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know, but that's...
I think he's...
All she does is say, hey, I'm low on peanut butter again.
Oh, well, that's
there you go.
I'm not gonna.
That's
she could have just been like, I was masturbating, and not say like you don't want to. Oh,
yeah, God.
You
want
why wouldn't she I'll just say
up.
That?
Yeah,
she was hoping
up.
He'd join.
He was the dog.
If he heard it and left,
oh,
wait.
I actually agree with her.
Wait though, if you walked in and heard your significant other having sex with somebody else, you're telling me you're not barging that, like,
no,
I'm breaking the doors down and
what?
Stopping everybody's
you would
fun.
Kill him.
I'm not going to barge in.
You barge in and join in.
On the couch and wait for them to come out.
I'm going to wait right here. Yeah. You know, they finish what they're doing, that they can come out. And
oh,
then,
no. Yeah. I'm breaking everything in sight. Everybody's shit is getting broken.
unless it's me and Charles.
I don't understand. Why? Like, why break all that stuff? You know what I mean?
Because
like,
I'm mad.
Oh, yeah.
It's not logical. It's not the correct thing to do.
If you're mad. Right.
What?
You're going to have sex after she said sex with someone else?
Wow. Well, she's... No. I'm having sex with someone. And she comes in mad. I'm just gonna get
in our house, especially. Ooh.
I don't think she's gonna.
There's a lot to unpack here.
You can't fuck somebody if you're dead, child.
Don't fuck animals. That's wrong.
Yeah, that is gross
and illegal.
I'm with not Corey. I don't really.
We're in all.
I'm with Corey. I don't really believe the story, but it's funny. It's funny.
It is funny.
Gross.
It's funny.
And this also, is the real truth.
Oh, Luke's name's in here.
Yay. I don't want to know her. Right, that's disgusting.
Oh, even if it's bad, I'm excited.
All right, I'm going to read this and I'll send you one, okay? I have a commitment. Oh, I'm sorry. I have a comment question all wrapped up in one. This might sound judgy, but is Luke single?
Hell yeah.
And where would you say you are on the masculine scale?
Oh.
I would say I'm more effeminate.
I go on
we love
dates.
Ownership.
I go on dates with men, and they all seem very non-masculine. I feel like masculinity is demonized to the point that men are acting soft, and it's messing up my dating life. How can I know a guy is masculine before I go on a date with him?
You gotta do video chat.
Yeah. Video chat is the game changer.
And I got that from Charles.
Video chat is the game changer. I'm telling you, before you go on a date with any person, video chat that person.
Does this person kind of want to date Luke?
No, it's the exact opposite.
Like, if you're too feminine for me, I don't want... But like maybe if you like... I don't know.
Hey, baby.
Charge.
Yeah, let's go. Well, actually, I will say, you know, if I feel the vibe is there, I can, like, if it's a guaranteed thing and I can pick up, like, if I know she's already interested in me, then yes, I'm very forward. But if there's any, like, you know, uncertainty, I am much more passive about it. So I gotta have a guaranteed, like, I gotta pick up on it very quickly. When there's a guarantee, but like in terms of like, oh yeah, like no,
you're not Charles.
No.
Wait, what do you mean if there's a guarantee?
I can't explain it. It's something that I've picked up on when I've been successful. I will say that.
Like when he knows it's mutual. Like
yeah,
when,
yes. Yeah. As soon as I know there is an obvious connection, I mean like it's just there have been times where I've picked up on, and I immediately know, and I go into a different mode.
Quick question to all the all the women, Michaela, do you like more masculine men or more okay?
This I mean, yeah,
my husband.
Let me ask around, Jessica. Do you like more? Okay, I'm sorry.
I don't even have to ask.
Amanda, quick yes or no. Do you like masculine men or more sensitive, soft men?
Can I say down the middle?
Absolutely.
I like vanilla twist.
What is a down the middle guy?
Well,
mixture of both.
Exactly. Because when I think of somebody who's like ultra masculine, I would say, you know, really macho, real gritty, probably misogynistic, probably a lot like you, Charles. And then Luke, who says he's more on the feminine side of the spectrum, you know, maybe more into the arts and more in tune.
Okay, wait, hang on there. I didn't say anything about art.
That's actually opposite.
I'm making an assumption, okay? But all I'm saying is down the middle is somebody who, like, you know, can kind of put me in my place a little bit when I'm acting a little sassy, but like isn't gonna
hit you.
Yeah,
they're also gonna hug you when you cry, and
to have the ability to slap the fuck out you. You just don't.
But doesn't.
Yes.
Got you. All right.
Yeah, that's how I like.
You not gonna ask me?
Thanks again.
Well,
babe.
You already
just kidding.
What type of man do you want, babe? I want you to answer.
A big, strong, manly man.
So apparently, I need to up my masculine game. Just be an asshole on dates.
I
got it. Message taken.
I will
bring your dog with you.
Oh yeah.
I will say
that it works.
Most of the men who have said that they're more sensitive, more emotional, more softer, are the ones who have been telling me how they have issues dating.
Which is a little frustrating because women say they want a more sensitive man sometimes.
They want a man who can take care of them without being a dick about it, right?
Yes.
They want someone who, like...
But you can't. They don't get that up front, though.
I'm talking still.
I'm sorry.
Seems like a protector, but doesn't have to use his, like, physical things in order to, like, make you feel safe, right?
Yes.
What? That doesn't make any sense. You want him to be a protector, but not use his protectiveness
a dude that gives off the vibe. So if somebody thinks that they can fuck with you, they don't want that.
Like yeah.
If you
it's
look
like
at somebody and you're like,
kind
oh,
of thing.
Yeah, yeah, it's a safety thing. It's like if you look at somebody and you're like, I don't know.
Can I use my man as an example?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Can I just quickly? I'm gonna use my man as an example. You guys don't know him out there in La La Land, but if he keeps his mouth shut, he looks like he could crush your head between his two fingers. All right. As soon as he opens his mouth, you know that little. You know he is the sweetest teddy bear ever, and I'm just kind of like, okay, well.
How tall is he?
Like 6'3".
Yeah, I can't do that.
I was going to say 6'4".
Yeah,
but
so it's kind of like, yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but like, I would like a little, you know.
No, women want someone who can be protective and strong and make them feel safe and are okay with their emotions. That's what it is. I don't always think the man has to always be emotional, but he needs to be accepting and nurturing of the women's emotions. They want a safe place to be a mess and to know that they're protected and they have someone that they can lean on. Support them in those times. That's what women want.
I think a lot of it is just like attracts like. Like, I think there are a lot of women that do want that, like that sense of safety. People will attract other people kind of like themselves. So like if you are... you don't think
she's
so?
She's nothing like me.
I think that that's...
They're nothing to me alike.
Yeah, but you guys have shared ideals though.
Yeah.
I think it's like that, the stuff that you care about.
You want someone who has shared interests.
Right.
You want someone who can also show you things that you haven't seen before.
Oh, you're saying
a lot of values,
Got you. Okay,
yeah.
But like so much, I think there's like a lot of harm in like saying like, oh, you can't get laid. You've got to go to the gym three times a day, and you got to take, you got to do all this. And
like, that's what it sounds like.
Why is that wrong?
Because like there are so many different types of people and so many different types of things that people want.
So I actually think what you just said is actually bad. It's actually bad.
You think it's bad?
Yeah, I think it's bad.
Why?
Because I think men need to do that. I think men need to go.
I think confidence is something everybody should have.
Yes.
Confidence in like being like the most confident version of yourself.
But
is
I think it's a very.
But like trying to say like every guy should have the same aesthetic. Every guy should have like a take charge.
You're right.
Like I don't think.
Believe most.
Just kind of do your thing and attract people. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Men need to have
that is so important.
More than women.
I don't think guys need to like go to the gym and like go overboard, but you do need to. Be able to defend yourself.
Yeah.
You need to learn how to fight. I was telling Chelsea, like, my kid at 16 is going to boot camp, and then at 18 is doing basic training.
She's not shaking her head.
And she, he's going to learn. To me, that's
we'll see. We'll find out.
Man.
We'll find out.
I don't see anything bad with that.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
yeah.
To me, that's learning how to be a fucking man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not waking up and having all these fucking, you know, issues with, you know, I'm not saying depression and fucking anxiety and all this type of shit like that, you know what I mean?
I feel like there's a lot of different types of men out there, so.
Yeah.
That's completely fine, but you did sit here and say.
Yeah, I did. I'm not denying that is a thing.
Man.
You
can be an effeminate man and still be strong and be able
to
defend
yourself.
Yes,
I
agree. No.
Also, I think a lot of women.
Name one effeminate man. Name one feminine
a
man.
A lot of like.
George?
Karamo.
A lot of like Muay Thai fighters.
Richard Simmons? Who?
I don't know. Maybe Richard Simmons can fucking
he
knock you out.
He does look like he might be able to.
He could take you.
I mean, maybe 30 years ago.
All right.
And then I'll be like, bye.
We gotta move on.
All right. Here's a comment. This happened 5 years ago, but I had some friends over and we were drinking and playing games. One of my friends, who happens to be gay, drank a bit too much and fell asleep on the couch. Everyone left and I went to sleep 10 minutes later. He woke up in the middle of the night while I was sleeping, came into my room and said, "Hey, I'm about to go. Thanks for letting me crash." I said, "I don't know why I said this, but I said, are you sure? Are you okay? Do you want to come sleep in the bed with me?" He hesitated a little bit, then said, "Yeah, that's fine." He proceeds to take off all his clothes and he's just in his boxers and comes into the bed. We're basically big spooning. 10 minutes later, he asked, "Hey, can I be his experiment? He wants to know how it feels to go down on a girl." I laughed and then hesitated and said, "I don't know if that's a good idea." He said, "No big deal. You're just my friend. I figured I'd ask you instead of doing it to a random person." I rethought about it and said, "Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Why not? No big deal." So he proceeded to go down on me, and literally maybe 60 seconds later, I started to orgasm, back to back. He started kissing me on my stomach, making his way up towards me. The next thing you know, he's kissing me on my chest and on my neck, and then his penis slips inside my vagina.
This is
slips. I said, "Wait, you have to put on a condom," and he said, "Don't worry, I have a condom on." And I fell down there, and he did have a condom on.
Let her fucking finish. God damn. I'm sorry, Jessica. Go ahead.
So detailed.
He said, "Don't worry, I have a condom on," and I fell down there, and he did have a condom on. I was so confused. Everything was moving so fast, and I was orgasming again at the same time, so I was a little bit flustered, and I didn't know if I should say stop. After the end of it, we just laid there and eventually went to sleep. The next morning he left, and there wasn't really any big deal. We're still friends to this day, but I was listening to your episode titled Rape by Deception, and I was wondering if anything he did could be classified under rape by deception.
Oh, no.
Keep in mind, I've never seen him with a girl, and now he's dating someone else who's a guy. I mean, yeah, a little
that's
bit.
That's a super long con, yeah. I feel like.
A super long con.
Well, I know, yeah. Because he said experiment. It doesn't sound like anyone clarified what he meant by experiment.
It no, did. I think he the said, problem, can I go down on you?
Yeah, oh, well, that's a problem.
Like I think the down. Problem is, he said, she said, he asked, can you go down? And then all of a sudden his penis goes in.
Yeah.
And he like,
that's kind
and
of,
he's prepared for it.
Oh, yeah, had a condom ready and everything.
That was meditated. Yeah.
Can I ask a question real quick? Out of curiosity for like all the women, if a guy goes down on you, right? Like, let's say you're getting, like, you're kissing a guy, you're making out, and then, like, you know, he gets you naked, and then he goes down on you, and he starts, like, giving you oral, he makes his way up towards you, and then he kind of slips his penis in. Is if you don't say stop, is that rape?
I mean, to me, this seems a little bit rapey, because yeah. She said, you can go down on me, mm-hmm. You can experiment with your mouth, right? And nothing about P to B, right? Mm-hmm. She, like, legit was okay with one part of that. The second part of that was something that he did,
Jamal,
and he had a
you're making the face, Jamal. You're making the face. Give it to me.
I mean, I feel like she let him get into bed. Mm. And she was like, yeah, you can eat me out, but, like, everything was a surprise.
The like eating out wasn't a surprise.
I mean, she probably wasn't expecting it to be good, considering he had never
right.
been
he
with women.
He's gay, but like,
I want to say this. I want to understand, like, why do straight girls get in bed with gay guys and start doing, like, being very, like, intimate with them, regardless if they're not having sex or not. Why do straight girls do that? Because straight girls have done that to me plenty of times. And, you know what I mean, like, whether they try to make a move or not make a move, it's like, why do you straight girls do that? I'm just curious about all the people here.
I also
here.
Don't think that this really is rape by deception. Like,
I think it is.
You think it is?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Why, because she thought he was gay, so she was just like, oh,
yeah.
We're not gonna fuck?
If you...
Well...
I do agree with what Corey said earlier. Like, it's kind of like a long con.
I feel like he's just manipulating.
Yeah, yeah, like a long con.
Hey, can I sleep in your bed? I'm
no,
totally
she crazy. Offered.
She's totally gay.
Him. She asked him.
She offered. He was leaving.
Look, the first part of it, you agreed to. You agreed to one sexual act,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You were surprised that it was good. You were orgasming multiple times. You were like, that's fantastic. The part that I have an issue with is when he... you know, put his penis inside of you.
Yep.
Without you consenting, with you being like, wait, you need a condom. And he was like, oh, I already have one. Mm-hmm. Like, he had that.
Yeah, he
which
was
means
ready.
He was
yeah.
ready for that, which is weird.
So...
Luke, go ahead first, and then Chelsea, you can go.
So, I mean, if he had a condom because he was a regular participant in one-night stands, that could have been something that... was not
no,
actually
Luke.
Planned.
No, Luke. You.
I'm giving the benefit. You want?
Okay,
well, you wanted to finish. I want to finish.
Go ahead.
So, giving him the benefit of the doubt on that. Also, like in the heat of the moment, who are you? I mean, that is a. You know, there is definitely a he was going to leave, and then she invited him in, and then if he really was curious. You know, in everyone's sexual experience, are you always asking yes for a next step? I mean, sometimes...
Yeah.
The problem...
And every
wait,
single
no,
step
not.
Of progression...
No, in this case,
yeah.
he should have.
They're
okay.
not
because
in a relationship.
The problem is, the problem is what you're saying is, because I know that trick that he did, where he's eating a girl out, and then he has his condom in his pocket... He
but wasn't
it
he in his boxers?
Well, yeah, but that's easy access.
Maybe his pants were on the floor next to him. Who knows? But he had it ready. He was eating her out, keeping her busy, not paying attention. She's not paying attention. And he's slipping it on. and then he's making her way toward... That 100% is rape by deception.
I would have thought that it was a long con, like Corey said, if he had asked, like, hey, I'm still drunk, can I sleep in your bed? To me, that... But he was going to leave, but then she offered up that.
Inviting him into her bed doesn't matter.
Right. It doesn't.
She said, he's gay, we're not in a relationship, he's my friend... You don't have to leave. The couch is uncomfortable. Come sleep in my bed. Yeah. Have you never... I mean, maybe you haven't, but I've slept with my friends that are girls, like, in the bed next to them.
Yeah, but girls and guys are completely different. Girls and guys are completely different.
But, like...
If he had been trying to make his way into the bed, then I would have said, I would absolutely agree with Corey, long con. Like, no question. Like, I really don't know either way.
Yeah,
this is why it feels like rape by deception at that one part of it.
Yeah, it kind
of
does.
I just don't like the whole term rape by deception.
I agree. I'm with you.
Because it, a lot of times it feels like people agreed to stuff because they were enjoying themselves in the moment, and then later on they're like, oh, that wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be. I feel uncomfortable. And it's okay to be uncomfortable, but you also
accusing someone of rape.
You have to take responsibility for your actions as well. Rape is a buzzword. It's a real bad buzzword.
I don't know what the buzzword is.
Yeah.
It's a legal term.
I'm just... No, it is a legal term, and rape is terrible, but to put that word with another word and, like, make it lighter is also...
Dangerous.
Dangerous.
I think the problem is she did think he was gay, so she felt sexually safe. It's just, I don't know, I think straight girls need to stop that. They need to stop that shit. And, you know, like, don't be inviting people into your bed, you know, regardless of, I mean, I just don't think...
He could just not do the thing that she didn't want. I don't know. Exactly. I feel like, I don't know.
Yeah. He asked for one thing, and he got his one thing, and then he should
have
rolled
over. I don't know if he was, like, the whole time, it was, like, a long con or whatever.
I just don't think that...
In that moment.
When you're being intimate with someone, like, I hear what you're saying. Oh, we're just doing oral sex, mm-hmm. But let's just say he was straight, and he did what he did, slipped in or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. She didn't say anything about it. There was no problem. Mm-hmm. How was that a problem?
Her question was, do you have a condom? Not what are you doing?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
he said, wait, you're gonna have to put a condom on, and he said, don't worry, it's already on. Is basically what happened.
Wow, this is
and
so...
And I feel
this is,
yeah. like yeah. if she'd said, wait, you're going to need a condom, and he'd be like, okay, and he'd gotten up, that would have given her time to either be like, what are we doing? Yes, I consent. Actually, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But she was flustered. She was in the middle of fucking orgasm, where you can barely think, honestly. And mm-hmm. he did this.
Go ahead.
Yeah. That was going to be my point, was... In the middle of those things, because I've definitely been in points where I can't even think straight. I can't tell you how long it's been. I can't tell you what day it is. Like, there are sometimes where I feel like I can't move. I can't speak. Like, you know what I mean? But honestly, but so if that's the case and this person's moving on and you're like, what's happened? By the time you're even like realizing what's happening and have had the chance to be like, oh, wait, I don't actually know if I want this to happen, but it's already happening.
That's
I can't stop it.
Move.
Yeah.
That's a real that happens to people.
That guys do so the girl
that is wild.
Time to change her mind.
Charles, I give that to you. Thank you. Thank you for being on the right
of
side of history.
Yeah.
I mean, I just know the moves.
Oh my god.
I just know the moves. That's an actual move that guys do, so that the girl can't really. She doesn't have enough time to think. Because if she has enough time to think, she might say, oh, we should stop. And once that happens, I got blue balls, you stupid bitch.
Wow.
All right, moving on.
Blue balls is a thing.
Blue balls is a thing.
That we tell women so we can have sex.
I'm going to go first. Let's see. Have you ever called your partner a different name?
No.
Like
in sex or in general?
Person. Yeah, like in general or in sex, because those are two different things.
Both.
In general,
where you accidentally call them a different name, or in sex?
I've never done that, no.
You did, you called me Bill once.
No, I did not. Get out of here. Have you ever done that, babe?
I probably have once or twice.
Chelsea?
To be straight up.
He did once in an argument, and it sent me even, whoo, even further. Because he was like, well, you were acting like them.
Oh my God!
And he goes, the he said, I didn't mean to say that. That's just how they acted. It brought me back, and I think that was one of the first times in an argument I probably walked away and said nothing because I was livid. But it was a long time ago. We let it.
It was on accident, though.
But you doubled down.
I will say, yeah, he owned it and didn't try to just be like, oh no, no, because I hate when people do that and they're like, oh no, I didn't say that. You're overreacting, like gaslighting you. Mm-hmm. He was just like, my bad. You brought out some annoying shit that person brought out. My bad. My brain said that. Nobody and that else. Was that.
Y'all full of shit.
I would say sometimes if I'm telling a story about
somebody,
someone, yeah. I'll flip. Like two people's names. Like I'll sometimes use my brother's name when I'm talking, or I'll call my brother.
That shit happens when you're
but
that's tired.
Like when I'm tired, mm-hmm. when I'm talking about them to someone else, mm-hmm. or I'm telling a story or something, and be like, oh, I meant this, or when I'm like, I need to call this person, but like not ever when it's like to that person or like in bed. Oh my God, now
my
last word, babe.
Friend has done this a few times.
I've done that with my other friends too. Been like, this person, oh no, I mean this other person, like I just
I do it at work a lot.